From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim Sunday had rejected a UN proposal to grant autonomy to the embattled rebel-held eastern sector of Aleppo. The Syrian diplomat said it's a matter of national sovereignty. The plan was made in Damascus by UN envoy to Syria Stefan de Mistura, who also disagreed over Syrian and Russian complicity in the bombing of hospitals.
Since we do have a difference of opinion between the minister, while I'm saying that there is a total denial of any aerial bombing of hospitals in eastern Aleppo, and our point of view that indicates that there has been a tragic bombing of hospital in eastern Aleppo, then that perhaps we should be allowed to send a verification team on the UN side to verify the damage of the hospitals.
The UN envoy warned time is running out on efforts to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe. President Barack Obama, speaking in Peru, said he's not optimistic about the situation.
Once Russia and Iran made a decision to back Assad in a brutal air campaign, then it was very hard to see a way in which even a trained and committed moderate opposition could hold its ground for long periods of time.
At least 240 have reportedly been killed in eastern Aleppo since Tuesday. In Libya, at least 20 killed, dozens wounded, following days of clashes among rival factions in the southern city of Sabah. Two tribes were backed by armed groups using tanks, mortars, and other heavy weapons. The Sabah region described as a hub for migrant and arms smuggling. This is VOA News. Leaders of 21 Asia-Pacific nations ended an annual summit in Peru Sunday, calling on a resistance to trade protectionism and to protect the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact, with or without the United States. President Obama addressed the issue in his closing remarks.
Our partners made very clear during the meeting that they want to move forward with TPP. Preferably, they'd like to move forward with the United States. A number of countries are already starting to ratify TPP. At the same time, we're already hearing calls for a less ambitious trade agreement in the region with lower standards, lower protections for workers, lower protections for the environment.
He said TPP is a plus for the U.S. economy. Not ratifying it would undermine the U.S. position in the Asia-Pacific region. President-elect Donald Trump has strongly criticized the TPP and vowed to end U.S. participation. Mr. Trump met Sunday with more potential cabinet members, including former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney and retired Marine Corps General James Mattis. Appearing Sunday on U.S. television, Vice President-elect Mike Pence, head of the transition team, said it is working hard to fill important posts.
To have someone like General Mattis to sit before us yesterday, someone with a legendary military career, and to be able to talk to him about the challenges facing America and our national security. And I can tell you that the president-elect was very grateful that Governor Mitt Romney came in. They had a good meeting. It was a warm and a substantive exchange, and I know he's under active consideration to be the Secretary of State of the United States, along with some other very distinguished Americans.
Mr. Trump has already selected his choice for Attorney General, National Security Advisor, and Chief of Staff. German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced Sunday she is seeking a fourth term in next year's election. At a Berlin news conference, she said she informed her ruling Christian Democratic Party she will officially be a candidate at the Party Congress in Essen December 6. Germany's first woman chancellor has led Europe's largest economy through the financial and eurozone debt crises, but she's also come under criticism for her handling of the European migrant crisis. Former French Prime Minister François Fillon has defeated former President Nicolas Sarkozy to face another former Prime Minister, Alain Juppé, in a runoff next week to be the Conservative Party leader in next year's French election. Fillon taking 44% of the vote to Juppé's 28%. In India, at least 133 people were killed, dozens injured, when an express train derailed in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh Sunday, authorities trying to determine the cause. At least 73 people died from Thursday's fuel tanker blast in Mozambique. Dozens are still being treated in hospitals with severe burns. The tanker exploded as hundreds jostled to collect fuel. Up to 30,000 liters were involved. The blast occurred in a remote western sector near Malawi. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.